Simon Reish Samach Gimel and Seif Yudalet, and we started speaking about this interesting concept of Kabbalah Betos. Kabbalah Shabbos Betos, so the scenario we're discussing and we started to discuss yesterday was what happens if there are Yidden who are accepting Shabbos because it's getting slightly dark outside. And then suddenly they realized and they makabel Shabbos. They daven Maariv together and good Shabbos, they walk out of shul, and what happens is they suddenly realize, oh, actually it's much lighter than I thought, it was just because of clouds. And they were accepting Shabbos far too early than what they really intended to. So halacha is as follows, we learned yesterday, that if it's after Plaga Mincha, if it's before Plaga Mincha, there's nothing to talk about, because it's not the right time to makabel Shabbos, and it was a worthless enterprise. However, Shulchan Aruch says that if it's after Plaga Mincha and the Daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha, now it is a big distinction between whether it was, anybody remembers? Was B'yachid or B'tzibur. If it was an individual, so an individual Daven Maariv, we say, okay, you Daven Maariv, tough luck, you didn't mean to mekabel Shabbos, you didn't mean to mekabel Shabbos early, you have to mekabel Shabbos again. You can daven Maariv again. In terms of a tzibur, if it's a tzibur, then the halacha is a Kabbalah Shabbos which was done betzibur. We don't ask them to daven Maariv again. So they have daven Maariv, it was betos, but nevertheless, it's a Maariv which is a valid Maariv. However, in terms of Melachas, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the halacha in terms of Melachas? Very good. Fascinating concept. Shulchan Aruch says, and I'm reading 1, 2, 3, 4 lines, second line from the bottom. With regards to Asiyas Melacha, they're allowed to do Melachas, Rabbi Yisrael. Such an interesting, unique scenario. Yidden have been mekabel Shabbos. They have daven Maariv. And this was betos, was a mistake. Shulchan Aruch says, they're allowed to do Melachas. They're not going to daven Maariv again, but they're allowed to do Melachas. The Kabbalah Shabbos is betos because the acceptance of Shabbos was by mistake. Some say that's all true if a person was mekabel Shabbos by Maariv only. However, if a person did adlokas neiros, the person individual who did adlokas neiros Shabbos, fine, that's it. Once you mekabel Shabbos, you can't do melachas afterwards anymore. So my Kabbalah Shabbos was the Kabbalah Shabbos through Adlokas Neiros, that is valid. Ve'yesh oimrim, this Rabbi Yisrael is very relevant. Now we're going to see now. Yesh oimrim, she'oisro ne'eshehud lek l'shem Shabbos. Some say that if a candle was lit for Shabbos, osu ligaboy v'lehoisi boy shemen. Now, if a person lights, whatever the circumstances are, if a person lights Hadlokas Neiros Shel Shabbos, those candles that were lit, also ligaboy, you're not allowed to touch it, for lehoisi bo shemen, and to add oil to that particular candle, vafilin kovo also letalteloy, even if it wants to be extinguished, you're not allowed to carry it, it becomes mukta. So Rabbi said this is a fascinating concept, because we're learning now that there's a halacha, that if a person has lit Shabbos candles, those Shabbos candles, you're not allowed to touch it, and you're not allowed to add any oil to it, and you're not allowed to carry it. Now, obviously, this is not talking about if it's Shabbos. Because if this would be a real Shabbos, then there's nothing to talk about. It's obvious. We're learning, even if there was a Kabbalah Betos, and even if it's not really Shabbos yet, but nevertheless, the fact that you've lit Shabbos candles, there's a specific, unique halacha. Shabbos candles which were lit, although it may not be Shabbos for you, but you're not allowed to touch them. With more details to follow in the Mishnah Berurah, but I want to just get back a little bit about the earlier concept. So I want to just speak about this halacha that we learned a minute earlier, that if a person was mekabel Shabbos betzibur, there is a head to do melachas afterwards. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that, and I would like to see this inside and see cotton involved. I'm skipping three lines in Sifkot Nun Vav. I need to skip the first three lines, and I'm going to go Ve'ayim Ba'achroinim, which in our edition, the Mishnah Berurah, is the second line on page Lamed Ches. Ve'ayim Ba'achroinim Sheviu B'Shem Kama Megdoyle Apoiskim. Some Achroinim say, in the names of Gdoyle Apoiskim, the Sfir Elu Dehold, the Kabbalah's Tzibu Betos, if there was an acceptance of Shabbos, a communal acceptance of Shabbos, Afidu even, Rak Hoyo, Rak Ali De Tfilah V'Shmo Kabbalah. We have spoken about a whole Tzibu which on the Kabbal Shabbos Betos. So we said the Aloch is what? Latim Aloch. Mishnah Berurah says, no. It's very nice. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But that's not how we paskin. If the whole Tzibu accepted Shabbos, You can't afterwards do melachas after that. The only thing that we do say is that the minority people, they're not schlepped along. We spoke yesterday about the concept of being schlepped along, nigra, the minority being pulled into Shabbos by force, that won't take place. If it was Kabbalah Shabbos Betos. But those who are Kabbalah Shabbos Betos, and that Shabbos is a real Shabbos. You cannot be lenient. But if there's on the extreme circumstance, you can't be lenient, like the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. But unless there's real extreme needs, you may not be lenient. And if there was a Kabbalah Shabbos Betos, Rabbi said, Mishneh Berurah Paskens, unlike the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and yes, the Kabbalah Shabbos Betos, is a Kabbalah Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do melachos after that, even if it was by Tzibu. Now, the Shulchan Aruch then brought another concept, which is the concept of not touching the candle. You're not allowed to touch the candle. I would like here to bring the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says in but let's see if Kot Nun Zayin, which is the first white line, Liga Boy. V'ha'ainu, afilu achas shal hidlik, hadayin v'loi kibbal Shabbos. Even if you didn't wear mekabel Shabbos, nevertheless, the fact that you lit, that makes it also, you're not allowed to touch it. Somebody who lit Shabbos candles early Shabbos, ve'hisnes lo lekabel Shabbos, and it made a condition he doesn't want to accept Shabbos. We spoke about that previously. Can you do that? Yes or no?
Yes.
You can. You can light a Shabbos candle without accepting Shabbos. Hafilo achina, but there's huktzane le mitzvos. It's mukta. Ve'also leshtamish boi tash mishchol, and you're not allowed to use it for any choil purpose. Hafilu acherim asum, and even others are allowed to touch it. Temukta lebalim also lakoil. Rabbi said this would be a nice riddle as well. So I could ask the following question: how can it be that something is mukta although it's not Shabbos? How can it be that something is mukta, you're not allowed to touch, and it's not Shabbos?
Even if it's mukta, it still might not be us in the Tzaltel. Why is it us in the
Tzaltel? That's how far it goes. Chacham have made a very special and very unique, I can't even call it gzera, I don't know how to call it. They've made an issa that if a Shabbos candle has been lit, and it's so extreme, it's even bizarre, that you're not mekabel Shabbos, you're making a condition, you're not mekabel Shabbos. You're making a hadlaka and you say, I'm not mekabel Shabbos with this hadlaka. It works, right? Is it Shabbos for you? Yes or no? It's not. It's not Shabbos. Nevertheless, the actual candle is mukta. But 1 minute, it's not even Shabbos. The answer is it's true. But Chachamim have a special issa. It's not Shabbos. You're not allowed to touch it, and even somebody else is not allowed to touch it. And it's more than muktzah. It's like an issa. It's a ishtamshus. It's a negia even. You're allowed to touch it, which is very unique, very strange, and very extreme. Why this has been established, one can ponder. But it's a very special thing that look as nice. It's not Shabbos, but it's muktzah. So if you want to catch somebody out, how can it be that something is muktzah, but it's not? It's a good one. Try to remember forever tomorrow. How can something be mukta and it's not Shabbos? The answer is, you have lit Shabbos candles and you're not mekabel Shabbos. The candles are also a mukta.
So what if you do lit it, what are you over?
You're over an issad rabbonon of takonas chachomim, that they have made this into a mukta item.
So it would be a shvus, or it couldn't be a shvus because it's not Shabbos yet?
Yes, it is a shvus. I would call it a shvus. A shvus, it's a rabbinical issa, which is connected to Shabbos. Yeah. Rabbi Sarah, ready for the next concept, which is Siv Tezvav. Imagine the following scenario: Misha Shah Lispal Mincha Be'er of Shabbos. Okay, a person is verschleppt. He got delayed. Work was late on Friday. He got late. And Be'er of Shabbos, Achi Kibla Akol Shabbos. And we've got a scenario over here that he got late to shul at a time that the people already been mekabel Shabbos. We are talking about a scenario that the tzibur is not imposing Shabbos on a yochid, right? So it's not about no nigra, no schlepping into Shabbos. But we have got to be a person that came to shul very late, and people already up to lechadoidi or up to mizmoshe or past that. They're already deep in ma'ariv. Lo yispal mincha boise b'sakness. The question is that, hold on, I need to have mincha still. I need to have mincha. So Shulchan Aruch says you may not daven mincha in that shul. Ella only yelech lechutz leisa besakness. Get out of shul. Get out of shul. Walk out. Veispal mincha shulchan. There, only there, you're allowed to daven weekday mincha. Why is that? Yeah.
What about in the corridor?
We'll get to that in a minute. I want to speak about that in 2 minutes. I want to speak that. Let's just finish Shulchan Aruch. So we're learning over here. This is an Issur HaBo'Esai. It's something about the actual place. The place. This place now becomes a place that is also to make a weekday mincha. Why? Because the Olam is davening already Shabbos. They're deep into Shabbos mode. And they're already... You can't daven mincha here in that place. You're going out... That's okay. But here in the shul, it's Shabbos, so you can't have mincha. Yeah. Now, yeah.
Could it be the same as earlier on, by Hilchos Beis Knesset? Yeah, down the same way as the...
Yeah, it's a bit like that. Yeah, conceptually, it's the same thing. Yeah, I hear that. Continue Shulchan Aruch, and we'll speak about the corridor in a minute. Ve'u shalai kibbal Shabbos imoim. Obviously, this is if he hasn't been mekabel Shabbos with them. But if he wasn't mekabel Shabbos, im ono ve'kibbal Shabbos imoim, if he's accepted Shabbos with the minion, with the oilem, hey, niyachal ispal tfilas chol. Obviously, once you've mekabel Shabbos, you cannot have mincha anymore, very obviously. Early ispal avishnaim, but you have to have two ma'is ma'arim. As we know, if a person misses mincha, he can... Daven to Ma'ariv, he can do that. Obviously, Ma'ariv of Shabbos, not Ma'ariv of Weekday. Now, we're learning over here a concept, though. It's I think it's very interesting that if you are in a place which has been Mekabel Shabbos, it's before Shkia, it's really a time that you can daven Mincha still, but you're in a place that is Mekabel Shabbos, you can't daven Mincha yet. But however, if you've been Mekabel Shabbos, then it won't work because you yourself accepted Shabbos already. What if you said Baruch Hu? If you just came in time for Baruch Hu, the Chazan said Baruch Hu, and you are saying Baruch Hu with them, can you daven Mincha or not?
But
the answer is you cannot, because Shulchan Aruch says Avanim Ono, and this Ono refers to that Ono of Baruch Hu. By saying Baruch Hu, you've messed it up, you cannot daven Mincha anymore. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. If God nun ches shekibu, hayne b'milas Baruch Hu, hoy b'mizmo yishalei yom Shabbos. By joining the crowd and saying mizmo yishalei yom Shabbos, you have disconnected to weekday. You can't daven weekday anymore.
You're allowed to not say Baruch Hu. If you hear someone say
Baruch Hu. Yeah, I know, but here in this particular case, that's what you're going to have to do.
But you don't want to be
Makabel Shabbos. Yeah, so maybe, I don't know if it works. I don't know if you can be Makabel Shabbos. I don't know how you cannot say Baruch Hu. I don't know how you're going to do it.
If you can make it tonight by lighting
candles. Maybe a Baruch Hu with tonight. I don't know if that works. Good question. I do not know. Tzorchin. I don't know.
Because all you're doing is you're
being... Yeah, you're replying with that. I don't know if that works. So it's a good question. I don't know.
The other question I have is, presumably, the Makabel is talking about Beis Knesset, which is actually a Beis Knesset.
Yes.
But all our Batei Knesset are...
Very good question.
Built, tonight.
Yeah.
So do they have the same thing of Shabbos? Because if 10 people doven Shabbos in my living room, wouldn't necessarily...
Very good. So this is a good question. Is the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says Beis HaKnesset, does that mean that it's necessarily Beis HaKnesset with all the halachas that we learned in Holy Simon? There's many halachas to make it something Beis HaKnesset. What would be if it's not a Beis HaKnesset? What if it's a Beis HaMedrash? Would the halacha be different or not? Or does it just specifically refer to Beis HaKnesset because it says Beis HaKnesset? To answer that, the poskim agree that this is not specifically Beis HaKnesset. Same halacha is to any place of davening. Zil basar taima. The reason of that is because that place is made into Shabbos. You cannot daven in one place, Ma'ariv of Shabbos, and in that very place daven mincha shel chol. It's clashing. It's not working. So it doesn't make a difference if it's a Beis HaKnesset, not dinin Beis HaKnesset. It's a place in the actual place. Now that leads us to that over that you mentioned. What happens if it's in the corridor outside? What happens if the corridor outside? So in actual shul, I understand they're davening Ma'ariv now. You can't have, I hear that, you can't have mincha weekday. But fine, okay, you're going to the Oitz HaSforim, you're going to the hall, to the corridor outside, by the coats or by the thing. Can you have mincha there? Yes or no? Yes. And indeed, the poets can agree that yes, you can. Yes, you can. Pesham Zaman speaks about the Avilashiv also, the Mekil, and they say that that's not considered the actual place. It's the room where Ma'ariv is being davened, and it doesn't spread.
In Kol Yaakov in the summer, we'll have two minyanim for Shabbos with Mincha Ma'ariv, followed by Mincha Ma'ariv. So in the summer, this is earned by a Yochid and not by a Tzibor. You've got two Tzibors.
That's a good question, yeah. It's a good question, yes. It's funny because I remember seeing it, that is a Shaila somewhere, but if it's mamash the very, very same place. Yeah, I remember seeing it, as somebody speaking about it. I remember seeing the poskim speaking about it. But yeah, probably it must be a Din in Yochid. Yeah, I hear.
What do you say about Kabbalah Shabbos? Can I be Kabbalah Shabbos before I daven Mincha?
So the Mishnah Berurah holds you can't, but there is poskim hold you can. Yeah. Yeah, he's saying here you've got a raya as nisht. What's your raya? Hi, why? I think that's right. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, distinguishes between that lukas neiras and ma'ariv. This is a long time I saw this chasam sofer, but I think that it is a distinction between misforitz. Yeah, because ma'ariv you cannot make a tnai on ma'ariv. We spoke about that. You cannot make ma'ariv is a stronger kabbalah shabbos than that lukas neiras. So about Lukas Neres, he says that maybe you can daven my Chassam Sofer holds, I believe, that you can daven Mincha after Lukas Neres, but you cannot daven Meire. You can daven Mincha after Lukas Neres according to Chassam Sofer, but you cannot daven Mincha after Kabbalah Shabbos of Meire. That's what we're talking about over here. But again, this is not like the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that either way you cannot daven even after any Kabbalah Shabbos, you cannot daven Mincha.
I was thinking of a Shabbat. I used to live opposite Man and Simcha. So on the way to Dal Mincha, some people go downstairs and say good Shabbos to the old people. If someone asks you to make Kiddush for them, you can't be Makabal Shabbos, make Kiddush for them, and then Dal Mincha.
That won't work, yeah. To make Kiddush is a problem. To make Kiddush will be a problem, yeah. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says, a simple svarin sivkot nun tes lo yispal, you cannot daven mincha after Kabbalah Shabbos. Hainu afilo deyom godly, even if it's early days, still if it's early, nevertheless mishum she'achar she'kol kidsho hayom, since after the call the kehilah accepted Shabbos, lo yaseh nuchoil etzlam, you cannot there in that place, you cannot make it into weekday. Yeah, and then again, Shulchan Aruch said, if you missed it, if you said Baruch Hu, who you are Mekabel Shabbos, you cannot have Mincha anymore. Rather, what you have to do is, you have to have two Ma'arevs. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, Shtaim, two Ma'arevs, if cotton Samach Aleph, Hainu Mitchila Shal Shem Shabbos, first you daven the Ma'arev of Shabbos, and afterwards, Shniel et Tashlume Mincha, you have to have Tashlume of Mincha, which is, the second one is Tashlume Mincha. Generally we learned Tashlumin always works like that. Do you remember that? We learned an earlier simon. If you miss Mincha, how does it work with Ma'arif?
You daven what it's now.
Exactly, daven Ma'arif first, and then the second one is going to be Tashlumin, which is going to be replacing the Mincha. First you do the Choyva and afterwards the Tashlumin. That's the rule of thumb. If a person missed Shachris, he davens a mincha first, and afterwards davens another mincha, which is the mincha instead of a shachis. Right. Now, there's one exception. So, an exception is what we're learning now. Generally speaking, most poskim hold that if a person missed mincha, in our scenario over here, he missed mincha, so what he has to do is daven twice Ma'ariv of Kabbalah Shabbos. So normally you'd assume that how does it work? You do first the Ma'ariv of Kabbalah Shabbos and afterwards the Ma'ariv instead of the Mincha. Now, and normally if you do the other way around, you're not Yotze. You're not normally Yotze. You have to do Tashlumin second. First the Choyva, then the Tashlumin. Here there's an exception. That if you do, Mishnah Berurah says, if you do by Kabbalah Shabbos, if you miss the Mincha, and you're first doing the Tashlumin, and then after you're doing the Chayva, they're both the same tefillah, but the question is what your intention is, what you're actually doing over here. If you're first doing the Tashlumin for Mincha, and now you're doing, and after you're doing the Chayva, you're still Yotze. Why? Why is it different than anywhere else? Exactly. The answer is, because potentially, it's very likely, that it's still Zman Mincha. It could be that it's Zman Mincha. This mishap, that you Mekabel Shabbos, could be that it was long before Shkia. It could very well be potentially. So therefore, you could daven the tashlumin because it's time, it's really, and then after you do the ma'ariv. So that's another riddle. Another riddle. If anybody wants a riddle, how can it be a scenario of a tashlumin that you daven after the chayva, before the chayva? It doesn't exist anywhere else, any tefillahs. The only exception, the mamash, the only exception is by Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos, okay, there's a scenario that you can first daven the tashlumin and afterwards the chayva. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. It says efsha, but I understand from the poskim that they are making lemaisim. Yeah. For Yom Tov, the same will apply. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, correct. Okay. Right. Yeah, Sif Tezayin, Impor Lebeis HaKnesset, Somuch LeKabolas HaTzibur Shabbos. If a person enters the shul, Somuch LeKabolas HaTzibur Shabbos, if a person enters shul just before they have a Kabbal Shabbos, Maschil is Pal Mincha, if they haven't actually started davening, Ma'ariv yet, they haven't actually started a Kabbal Shabbos, so he can't still daven Mincha, Ve'af Alpin, although she be'oitim is Palal, whilst he is davening Mincha, he Kabbalu HaTzibur Shabbos, the Tzibur is accepting Shabbos, whilst he's doing that, that doesn't matter. Hoil vehischil better since he started with permission. He started in an authorized time. They haven't been mekabel Shabbos yet. He's davening mincha minute before they mekabel Shabbos, and that is acceptable and that's a legitimate start, and that's fine. Habaisai, we covered tonight the following points. We learned first of all that the Mishnah Berurah holds not like the Shulchan Aruch, and he holds that ideally should not be. I'm relying on this if there was a Kabbalah Shabbos betos, you should not rely on this, and you should not do melachas afterwards. Shlibur says that the consensus of the Achronim is not to be mekel, unlike the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. We learned that if a person is davening, if he comes late to shul and he wants to have mincha, but the oilim is up to Ma'ariv already, he cannot daven in this place, he cannot have mincha anymore, he has to go outside. We learned if he is mekabel Shabbos with them though, then he has messed it up and he can't have mincha anymore, he has to have Ma'ariv twice. We learned here it is an exception, and whilst normally tashlumin comes second, here it is an opportunity to daven tashlumin before the chayva. We learned also that if a person goes into shul and they haven't actually started Ma'ariv yet, they're going to start in a minute, and when it starts mincha a minute later, they're going to be up to Ma'ariv, that is not a problem, and he can daven mincha, and as long as he makes sure that next week maybe to come a little bit earlier. Okay. Good evening, Abba Isai.